Thank you for calling Archstyle Fiverr. My name is Frank Meek. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Joe. I just have a couple of questions. I had talked to someone earlier, and I never got back to them, but I'm not interested in the ACH, automatic withdrawal out of my checking account. And I said I would like to use a credit card, and she said that would be an extra $5 a month. Is that correct?
So, yes, if you decide to do that, the credit card, is the discount is only $5.
See, okay. And so my other question is, when they come to do the installation into the house, do they just connect to the coax cable that's in the house, or does fiber get run all the way into the residency?
So you are connected from the street to your residency, to your house. The fiber is going to be brought in from the street to you, to your house.
And I understand what you're saying. There's a connection outside the box. They put a box outside the house. And what my question is to you, do they tie into the pre-existing coax cable that's already in the house, or do they run a fiber line all the way into the house to hook it up to the modem and the router?
That's a good question. Let me see if I can, because the technicians will be able to answer that better than I could. I do believe the fiber comes all the way into the house and they connect you to your modem, because we bring all the equipment. We give you the modem.
I understand that. I was just curious as to whether there was actually a new line run from the outside of my house to the inside of my house where the equipment needs to go. That was my question.
Okay,
and you're not sure of that, which is okay. Mm-hmm. And the other question I have for you that you may be able to answer is that I'm currently paying $20 a month for an internet phone, and what do you guys charge to hook the phone? I know she said it takes 10 days to port the number, but if I choose to go with the internet phone with you folks, what do you charge a month for that?
So if it's a landline, that is $24.99 a month. That'll be added to your bill.
I see. Okay. So it is $25 a month. It's okay, $5 more than I'm currently paying. All right. Mm-hmm. So there is no other charge. If I decide to go with a credit card, I'm not penalized any other way, other than they only get a $5 discount. Is that correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no deposit or nothing else that I have to put up other than the extra. I only lose $5 a month. Is that correct?
Correct. Did you already pre-order the service with her or this morning, or you haven't ordered anything yet? You haven't?
No, I haven't ordered anything. I'm simply questioning the procedure.
Okay.
I had talked to someone last month, and I didn't have the time to ask these particular questions. And the representative answered the two questions, and I had to go. Same thing. They said, I'll get back to you. I have to talk to a technician on whether they actually run a line from the street to the side of the house where the box goes, junction box, and then do they actually run a brand new line into the house from the junction box that's on the outside of the house. And they didn't know at that time, and they were going to get back to me, and they were going to say, hold on. I didn't have time to hold on. I had to leave. So this is the first chance I got to call back to see if you could answer those questions for me.
Mm-hmm. So I can put in that question specifically about the line in the chat right now. Let me see if somebody can just respond to me really quick. But just regarding you say if there's any deposit or anything like that, the only other thing will be when we're signing you up for service, there is a part where we have to do a soft credit check for you.
Okay.
This is just to see your payment history. It is not going to affect your credit score or anything like that. But if they don't see a good credit history, you may
I just have
to pay
just
a deposit.
Yeah, that's not a problem for me. I just have to know which credit company you're using, because my credit report is locked. They have to unlock it before you can do a credit check.
Okay. All right. Yes, so that would need to be unlocked before. Mm-hmm.
I just need to know what company you're going to run the credit check with. There's three companies. There's the Expedia, I'm at a loss for words, but there's three different credit card companies: Equifax, Expedia, and
TransUnion.
TransUnion. I have a lock on all three of them, so I would have to. I just need to know which one you want to run a credit check on, so I can unlock it if I decide to go with it. That's all I'm saying. Do you know which company run their soft credit check on?
Okay. Yeah, which company? You want to know which company the credit is pulled from?
Which one I would need to unlock if I decide to go with this? I just need to know what company, which one of the three credit unions I would have to unlock.
Okay. Yeah. So if you have a minute, I can put it in. I'm putting in this question right now to see if they can answer for me. Okay, you do. Okay, perfect. Okay, so which... I'm just waiting for an answer.
That's okay. Like I said, I have some time today. I didn't have time the other day, and these questions tend to take a little more time than you're capable of answering. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I just thought I could get this listening.
No, definitely. No, of course. Better to get these answers now that you have the time and we have you on the phone.
And the other question is, if I decide next week to go with this, what is the installation time from the time you put an order in until the time you install it? A ballpark.
So when we signed you up, if your address is already in service.
It is.
We
I know it is. My neighbors already have it. I'm in Saugerties on DeWitt Drive, so yeah. You guys have dug a bunch of holes in my property, so I know the service is there.
Okay. So, yes. So, since you're already in service, it's 5 business days from the day that you sign up that we'll be able to do the installation.
It is what? 5 business days?
5 business days from the day that you sign up.
Gotcha. Okay. Sounds good.
Let's see. Okay, he's thinking a little bit longer than I expected.
So I just don't want to have to unlock all three credit unions to give you a credit check. You only use one, so it's kind of a pain in the neck to do. It's not a big pain in the neck, but by the time you sign on and use your password for all three different ones, then you got to go unlock it and then lock it back up after you guys run the credit check. So.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just hope that they can. Let's see if. I see somebody. Let me see if somebody's answering me.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just. I do want to say, because it's brand new fiber, it will be a line, a brand new line coming from the street to your house, because no other companies right now really have fiber.
Well, the only thing is, well, they do. Planet is here also, okay? And I think what Planet, that's why I'm asking you, I think Planet comes in off the pole. They put a junction box onto the side of the house, and instead of running a fiber line all the way into the house, I think they just connected the existing cable that's in the house. You know what I'm saying? I already have a cable network with a cable phone and a cable internet. So I think Planet, that's your competitor, I think they tie into the existing coax cable, is what it's called, Cat 6 cable, that's already running into the house. So,
correct.
That's why Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. So they answered one of my questions. So they say that because we are 100% fiber, we will be running a brand new cable from the street to your house. It will not be linked to the coax.
Okay. That answers that.
Yes. Hopefully, I'm just waiting on the other one regarding the credit check to see which one they check.
Yep.
But it's taking longer than I expected. I do apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, I just don't like to give anybody access to go in and withdraw out of my checking account or savings account. So.
No, I do. No, it's understandable. So the person that I'm trying to reach, it looks, it seems like they are in a meeting because their little circle is red. That's probably why they're taking longer to respond to me. Would you like for me to give you a call back once they answer that question for me about the credit, which credit company we check?
Well, yeah, they can do that, or I can give you an email address. You can email it to me. It's up to you, or whatever you want to do.
I can definitely, whichever is easier for you, I can call you or I can email you. There's no problem.
If it's going to be within the next hour, I'll be here. You can use the phone, or if not, then you can just email it to me, and I can. Because I'm not going to do anything about this until next week, at the earliest. So today's Friday. I don't do anything on a Friday or a Monday.
That's good. All right. So the callback number I have is the one that you call him is 845-246-4775.
That's correct. And you know what? If I'm not here, what you can do is I have an answering machine. You can leave that on the answering machine. That's fine. As long as
Perfect.
It doesn't tie you. Okay?
Voicemail, it's okay. Okay. So I will be hopefully as soon as possible. As soon as they give me that, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, as long as I don't ruin your weekend, so you'll be okay. I don't want to stay in overtime to answer my question.
No worries, no worries. It's okay. So if I don't get an answer before my shift ends, I will definitely send you. I'll give you a call on Monday. I'm here Monday to Friday.
Thanks.
Joe, thank you so much for calling our Safari today. Do you have any other questions I can help you with?
I think you answered them, and I'll wait to find out, you know, which credit union, which credit bureau I need to unlock if I decide to go that way. So,
perfect.
And I there's a question, but I know you don't have an answer for it. So after the 2-year period, you have no idea what the rates will be or how much it'll go up, right?
Correct. They have not told us that information yet. We hope that once that 2-year deadline time frame comes, you know, they have some time for retention to, you know, to keep those customers that we do have happy.
Okay. I appreciate your answers. Have a nice weekend.
Are you welcome? Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you later. If not, you also have a great weekend.
Okay. Thanks again. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.